Everyone, welcome to the Hard Knocks Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your Commish Ken, here with the top scorer for what, the third time now?
Third time, man. Third time's the charm.
Mr. 6-0.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. Welcome. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? Peace and love to the family.
Yeah, man, of course, yes. If you guys don't know, Jupiter Ascending is, like I said, 6-0. Last week, he went up against Here Comes the Boom at a very close matchup. He got 190 points, which is the top scorer, of course. And close behind him was myself at 176. I really thought I was going to get it this week.
You was then, there, man.
Yeah, then you pulled it out, which is crazy. But
Derrick Henry, man.
Yeah, that Monday night game. No joke. Yeah. You're back again. Please. Say what you got to say, man.
It gets redundant after a while, doesn't it?
There's nothing else I can say, right?
Yeah.
Already. We spoke about so many things already in the past two podcasts. Now you're back again for a third. There's not much you can say.
Yeah.
I gotta give you the floor.
Yeah, man. Well, look, man. I appreciate it. Listen, last week wasn't an easy week. You know, there was some pretty good matchups. It was actually... some of y'all actually performed probably the best that you have all season, you know, in comparison to the rest of the week. I know you can tech gods. Y'all put up with 176 points.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That was pretty impactful. The game that I really was watching was Mr. Champ to you and a three-time champ.
Yes.
That was a close one, man. If it wasn't for that kicker, man, I don't know. That game might have been a lot more one-sided, but...
Yeah, and to speak on that, they had an internal bet, $50 for that week, for week six. I don't remember on the podcast when they had that, they made that bet.
Yeah, you're right.
So crazy enough, three-time champ had given me his $50 to give to him the night prior to the Monday night game. And I woke up in the morning, and he texted me back and said, guess what? Sorry for him. He lost. Send me my money back. And have him send me my $50. I was like, wow, you won that game? Sure enough, he pulled off a victory.
He did. He really did.
Which was crazy.
Yeah, man. So, you know, another good week. It was a good week of football. You know, a lot of good matchups. Man, some people's teams just put up big numbers, man. Like, I was just like, God damn. You know, Dak Prescott went off. You know, that was a pretty big game. Yeah. You know, Dalvin Cook did good. You know, so Marvin Jones, he put up some big numbers. Who else had a pretty good game? Josh Allen played good. Kirk Cousins played a hell of a game, man, against Carolina. You know, Adam Thielen gave him, put up 30-some points, 30-plus points, I think.
Yeah.
On that side. It was a lot of high scores, man. A lot of them. Some people, I'm like, God damn. Leonard Fournette, he went off. You know, he had about 30 points.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. He went off. He put up some numbers. And even what's the running back from the Chiefs? I think Darrell Williams.
Yes.
He put up some big numbers. Like, God damn, Darrell Henderson, Rams. Like, I was just like, he's. Now, how are these people doing it? So, yeah, it was
a lot of running backs shining this past week for sure.
I mean, of course, Derrick Henry. You know, he did what he did. He did what he did. You know, thank God. CeeDee Lamb, huge game. I needed that. I wasn't going to win without. To be quite honest, I mean, here comes the boom. Comes Stafford. He had Jonathan Taylor, who had a hell of a game. Cooper Kupp doing what Cooper Kupp is. Just been doing this whole freaking season. And then the Rams gave him 33 points. I'm like, come on. I'm like, this is really how I'm about to lose. Like, I was fine with it, but God damn.
You still pulled a victory off, so you're still undefeated. So everything worked out in your favor. You had to be the top scorer to win, to beat him, right?
Yes.
Nobody else besides myself would have beat him. So,
but Derrick Henry on Monday night.
Yes, that's correct.
It's only Monday night. It's only right. We did, but
and the formula is very simple.
It's very simple, man. You just got to get those guys who put up those big points. I don't know why Derrick Henry is not always the pick taken every year.
I agree.
Go receiver.
I get it.
There's not a lot of art, which is even why you need more smart about, you know. I mean, I have two RB
and fantasy points
this year, Najee Harris and Derrick Henry. Yeah. I mean, come on. And Najee's a rookie, true. You know, so yeah. I always go back to the Saints, man. Whoever has Jamar Chase, I don't know who has Jamar Chase, but cool. Goddamn, that was excellent pickup.
Excellent pickup indeed.
Yeah, so, it's looking pretty good. I think next week, what matchups we got for week seven?
So, let's go right into week seven. We start at the bottom. So, we have the 0-6 Kilbana. I think season's over. But, hey, you never know. It's too early. He could go on a tear and win the rest set of games. But we have a Kilbana, Mr. 0-6 versus something more PC, who's at 3-3. Who you got winning this one?
So, let me see. Right now... Only thing is, I mean, the Dolphins aren't really an easy team to beat defensively. So Matt Ryan, unless he puts up, you know, 375 yards and four touchdowns, it's not really going to help him. Tom Brady, they're playing against the Bears. Bears on the bench for my defense, because I know Tom Brady's been slicing and dicing. So that could actually help him. But, I mean, with D. Hopkins, Jamar Chase, he has Alvin Kamara. It's... I'm gonna have to probably give the edge to something more PC.
Yeah, he definitely the sleeper this year.
Yeah, he's
definitely gonna do. And you just mentioned Chase, and he's the one I had. So, victory on his side. I totally agree too. Sorry, you know, Kilbana is Mr. Bye Week right now, so I know I can't pick again. I can't pick on his side for any week, especially this one. Then we have next three top champ, who again surprisingly has a losing record at 2-4, up against Frankie Sachet.
I just want to say that. Let me just say this: the three-time champ. You know, let me just say this. You take out the two times in your name, I promise you, good fortune and favor will come your way. I promise you. I promise you. That. Anybody that who puts champ in their name, you gotta understand it's not. It really won't. Now, granted, it's the three-time champ. Three times. I'm going to give you that. I give it to you. Never going to take that away. The team this year, bro, it's not bad. It's really not. But Calvin Ridley, and we're going into week seven. You got to get a little bit more practical about who you're going to put in. He may have a big game, but when I'm looking at the fantasy numbers, not even in the top 20. Not even in the top 25. He's not even in the top 40. He's in, which means you're wasting your time. He's like probably 57. I think he's probably 30-something, maybe 40-something fan points. Yeah, so
altogether,
that's not really helping you. Antonio's pick, right? So he's probably giving like maybe 70 fantasy points, which is good. That's great. But just... analytics can't just look at names. You gotta look at the numbers. It gotta make sense.
I totally agree.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
But yeah, I think he wins this week. I mean, unless Frankie makes some changes, his whole half his team is on a bye week. So unless Frankie goes in and makes these changes,
but he got Joe Burrow though, he might as well put Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow in, and he got wide receivers. He got Boyd, and he got Pittman. So.
Yeah. Hit the waivers, bro. Hit the waivers. Yeah, while he still got Will Fuller.
He got it. Yeah.
Hockenson, let him go. What are we doing?
Yeah. He's 3-3. Get your defense. Get another defense. Get your roster set up. Make this a matchup. If you don't, definitely going to the three-time champ. But if you do, you can be 4-3. And the three-time champ could be 2-5. I mean, so let's see what happens.
People hard. Oh, yeah. It's cool. I'll take that. I'm good.
So now we have Mr. Champ to you, who also has a 2-4 record, which is crazy, right? Both these guys played each other last week, and both of them are now 2-4. Mind you, these two were the top talkers in the first couple of weeks.
Of course.
They were going to really, we thought, you know, of course, the champ and then the three-time champ. We thought they were going to be the two at the top of their divisions. Of course, even, man. You know, 1-2, but now they're 2-4. And he goes up against Here Comes the Boom, which I think is going to be a very difficult task for him to overcome. So I see Mr. Champ to you, even though he's projected to win, I see him being 2-5 and taking a loss to Here Comes the Boom.
Guys, Cordell Patterson is top 15 in RBs.
Wow.
If you like, y'all got to look at the stats, man. I don't think people paying attention. Y'all people on the.
It's like,
what are we doing? Like, come on, man. We got to make, yeah, make it make sense. But yeah. All right. So who else we got? Who else is playing?
All right. So then next we got the, of course, myself, Tech Gods versus Big Ox Rollers. We're both 3-3. It's a big game for us. What sucks is I have injuries and bye weeks this week. So I got to hit the waiver wire. Which I already have.
Yo, goddamn, Ken.
Tomorrow is the waiver claims. So we'll see if everything goes. But yes, my whole bench is on bye. And then, of course,
I have
the
Ken,
two
injuries.
What
the fuck, bro?
Bro, what, I didn't expect.
Ken, listen, I just want to know. I want to know. When you draft, when you guys draft these players, right, do y'all pay attention to the bye weeks?
Of course I do. Listen, Dak and what's his name? Russell both have different buys, okay? Then, of course, the running backs, right? We have Hunt, Mixon, we have Delvin Cook, all have different bye weeks. So it's not my fault that Hunt is injured now, and so is Russell. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you got to drop. You got to drop Hunt.
I will drop. Yeah, maybe we'll see.
Nah, you don't have to drop Hunt. Just drop.
I'm gonna drop somebody. Right. Yeah, correct. I'm gonna drop Madison. I'm gonna pick up running back, and I already put one on the waiver. And I also got to get another wide. I got to get a wide receiver. I mean, quarterback. So I definitely did that as well. So
need
we'll
those
see.
Out there.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm gonna pick myself to win. But this is tough because this is my bye week. So
drop Josh Gordon, man. Just let him go, bro. He's not. He's not.
Yeah, he's these. Not. He's not doing nothing.
It's a sexy name, but he's not gonna do. Please, man.
He's not doing anything right now. So I totally get that. And then, of course, the final matchup we have for this week is Mr. 6-0 yourself versus First and 10 Inches, which is also a big team. That's tough to beat.
I'm just looking at it. Let me see. Green Bay's going against Washington, so I expect at least 30 points out of Devontae. At the minimum, maybe 17. Tyreek, that's going to be a big game. That's a hell of a game. I'm not really too worried. I mean, I think his defense is going to put up. I think his defense is going to give him maybe 20. My 49ers are playing Indy. Carson Wentz. We'll see if he can have another good week. I got Deebo Samuel back. I got Henry Ruggs playing good. DK Metcalf. Najee Harris is on a waiver. I mean, he's on a bye week. CD. Schultz. I mean, let me explain something to you. I just want y'all to understand how great my team is. I don't really brag, but let me just brag on this real quick for a quick second. I have a quarterback, okay? My quarterback, okay, is top five right now. Top five quarterbacks, okay? Do y'all know that Jalen Hurts is the number five quarterback right now in fantasy? I just want y'all to realize that. So whoever has Jalen Hurts, if you're not starting him, I don't know what you're doing, right? My RBs. Both of my RBs are in the top 10. My wide receivers, my top three starting wide receivers are all in the top 10. Now, how does this happen? How does this happen? You guys got to check the fantasy stats. You have to, bro. It's the easiest way to figure out who to pick up, man. I see a lot of y'all sitting people who they putting up big numbers, man. Big numbers. Dawson Knox on Buffalo. I don't know how Schultz was on the waiver wire. I'm like, how is this even possible? You know, so you got to just look at go on these sites, man, and check these numbers out, yo. These guys are, even the kickers, bro. These kickers who are putting up some points, man. And these dudes is like in waivers. I'm like, oh, shit.
It is crazy.
Yeah. I think, what's his name? Mr. Champ. Three times champ. He won his game because this is fucking kicker.
That's good.
Yeah, game 13 points.
Yep.
That's insane, but hey, listen, man. I'm just saying, man. Check the stats, check the numbers, like make your adjustments. Just be, you know, be methodical, man. Don't just look at a name and go, oh, he's gonna go off. Fuck what you think. Who they playing, man? Look at how much the defense is giving up to RBs, to wide receivers. You know, if you know you Davante Adams and you know he pretty much likes to do the slant, look at the defense and how much yards they give up on slant routes. You gotta do all that shit, man. It's the only way. I'm trying to win. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to win. So even if I take an L
right now, so we definitely everybody gotta really pay attention to that.
Pay attention to the stats, man. I'm telling you, it's crunch time, bro. I'm telling y'all, son. Because bye weeks are gonna come. These next 2 to 3 weeks is gonna be all bye weeks. Injuries are gonna happen too. You know, so once Baker goes down, you know Odell pretty much ain't gonna get no targets. But we'll see what Case Keenum does. Case Keenum might have a resurgence and just start slicing and dicing.
Yeah,
who fucking knows? Who knows?
Right. I agree.
Julio looked good for a quick second on Monday night. He looked good for a quick second. And then A.J. Brown just came in and just, you know, dominated. He's getting more targets, you know? So I don't know, man. I don't know what y'all doing, but I need to figure it out.
Well, this is week 7. This is the middle of our,
half
our season. Because week 14 is the final game. Guys, the record will, you got 7 more games. Pull this out, like I said. The person who is 0-6, he wins the next 6 games at least. He has a chance of getting into the playoffs. Everybody else, nobody's in the playoffs yet. Okay, I mean, you probably 6-0, so you probably can guarantee the spot. So
if not if I lose.
That's true. You win 2 more. Yeah, that's right. Nobody's guaranteed right now, but if you win 2 more games, you should be in there. So guys, it's week 7. Like he said, check the waivers, get your team in order.
Score as many points as you can. It don't matter if you take the L, it's about how many points you scored. That's all it's about. I'd have been comfortable losing last week because I put up some big numbers. I was comfortable with losing. I just gotta score more points than everybody else. That's the only thing that's gonna give me the edge. That's it.
So now we go back to the divisions.
Mm-hmm.
We all had our picks in the earlier weeks. Who you think are going to be the top 2 people in Division 1 and top 2 in Division 2? Is it the current ones, or do you have some other changes?
Oh, let me look and see right now. So let's see the division. 1 second. All right, so Division 1. Division, I don't know, man. It's Mr. Champ to you. The record don't really reflect the team he got.
Right.
It really doesn't. You know, he's sitting right now in 9th place, and that really.
Down the playoffs right now. Playoffs with today. So.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to play him in the first round.
Yeah.
That's not somebody I want to play in the first round. Something got to give with that. Let me see. From Division 1, I'm going to say. I'm worried about Mr. Champ to you. I'm worried about everybody except Kilbana at this point.
Right.
Division 2 is tough, though. That's tough. Yeah. Everybody in your division got strong teams. Every single person.
That's correct.
Every single one. Literally every single one. Whoever got who was it? I think Here Comes the Boom has Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And he has Jonathan Taylor. And he has DJ Moore.
That's his top of division.
Ah, man. I mean,
he put up the most points, as you can see.
And he has Saquon Barkley, too. So, and he got Mike. He got a squad. And he got Dawson Knox, too. God damn. He got a squad, man. He got a squad.
Oh, yeah. We know. That's why he's number 2.
He got a squad. He has a legitimate, and on any given week, he will slaughter you. The problem is that he just got too much talent. He got too many players, man. He really has a great squad. Goddamn. Yeah, I would love to
have that.
Yeah, 100%. Not when it comes to playoff time, though.
Yeah, I know.
When it's playoff time, you need to. Yeah, you gotta have your team. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is definitely going to be a tough one. We're in the middle of the week, middle of the season, and. Oh man, it's coming to countdown time. 7 more games left, ladies and gentlemen. 7 more games left. Every game counts at this point.
Yeah, we're gonna see. We're gonna see what happens, man. We're gonna see. Yeah, just you know, do your best, play your games, and just, you know, pay attention, man. Injuries is gonna start to come up, so just be focused.
Yes, sir. I'm excited. But anything else you gotta say to the league?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Me, I'm always straight, man. I'm telling y'all, listen, I'm coming for heads. I don't care if I lose. My goal is not to go undefeated. It's to win it all. So, you know, I'm coming for y'all.
You guys are the first from the 3-time top scorer.
Three-time top scorer. Yeah. Listen, you got to start doing like little cash bonuses, man. $25, yeah. You know.
For real.
You
got to start doing. Because really, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because right. I could rack up on y'all, man. It's killing y'all. But don't sleep. Listen, do not sleep, man. There's some people out there putting up some numbers. I'm telling you, some people putting out some numbers. I'm not sleeping on nobody. I ain't sleeping on nobody. So, all right, man. Yes, sir. Right. I'm good, though. I'm good, man.
All right. That's perfect. All right. So, let's see who's going to be on this next week. If it's you again, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, if it's me again, if it's me again, I'll just play some Roy Ayers. You know what I mean? Everybody loves the sunshine. I'll just play music for the whole podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's great. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Yo, y'all be safe, man. Peace and love to everybody. Yo, let's keep doing your thing, yo. Healthy competition is what we need.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, later.
All right, peace.